You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Boys and girls, Spurs fans around the world, ladies and gentlemen, Theo Delaney here again in London, North London, welcoming you to another Spurs show and a special preview show for our game against the Barcodes on Sunday. Newcastle United, the team, the Saudi Arabian national team. No, they're not that. Come on, they're not that. But they are wholly owned by Saudi Arabia. They are funded by petrocurrency. So what? What's that got to do with it? It's a football podcast. It's not politics. Anyway, we're going to preview this game now. I've got with me Simon Schiffer and Hannah Barlow. Hannah Barlow, thank you so much, both of you, for coming back.
Pleasure.
Oh, no worries.
Newcastle United, my facetious opening hinted at the fact that they have undergone something of a transformation. I think it was perhaps 2 years ago. I remember going all the way up with Matthew Hamilton, my friend, to Newcastle for the away game. And it was Steve Bruce's last game and the Saudis had just taken over. And there was a party atmosphere. They thought all those years of suffering under Mike Ashley were over. Steve Bruce was going to be out the door, which he surely was within a matter of days. And they did turn a corner. And actually, Newcastle United are now a force. They've got good players. They've got a manager who's really proven himself, because I mean, there were question marks over him after his Bournemouth team were relegated and he lost his job. And actually, when they come to Spurs now, you think of them as a big side, don't you? And as a challenge. Hannah, how difficult an assignment is this, Newcastle at home?
Yeah, tough, particularly because we're kind of neck and neck in the table, and actually their recent form is better than ours. Mm-hmm. We've got the home advantage, so that's a good thing. And also, we've got the kind of mental momentum, I would say. So we'll be up for it, and hopefully, we'll have come off a sort of run of form that's on the up. So yeah, feeling positive about it, but it's tough, and the home crowd will hopefully carry it a bit.
Yeah, Simon, a lot's been made of our injury list, which has been at times up to 10 first team players. It's eased slightly now. Ooh. With Romero back from suspension, Richarlison came back from injury, etc. But They've got just as long an injury list. They've got, I mean, that's easy to forget, but they've got a huge amount of players out. They lost the Tonali, who was their star signing in the summer because he got done for gambling. They lost Harvey Barnes, who was their other big signing in the summer, who's got a really big injury. Callum Wilson's out, I think, who's a very, very useful striker to either come off the bench or to start. He's a prolific scorer.
Always scores against us.
Yeah, absolutely. They've got one of their main Botman, one of their main Centre-halves is out. Byrne, the left-back, is out. The goalkeeper's out now, got injured last week.
That's the one I was just going to mention. That's a big plus for us.
Yeah.
He's a big goalkeeper. He's not great with his feet, Hope.
No.
He's a very, very good shot stopper. Very good shot stopper. Again, we're at home, confident. But again, we've got to play well, you know. But it actually should be a very good game of football. Because both teams like to play football, and it should be a good game. But again, you know, they've got injuries. Hopefully one or two will be back by Sunday. And we'll see how we go.
I mean, I watched them live against Manchester United last Saturday evening on the television. No sound. Do you ever do that? I sit in the corner of the room sometimes because my wife and daughters like to watch, you know, things I'm not that interested in, but I'm not allowed. I still have to sit there. But what I do is I put the football on my iPad, and actually watching football with the sound down is a really interesting thing because you're not influenced at all by what the commentators are saying. You really just get a pure experience. And I watched them really give Manchester United a real chasing. They were so much more committed. They had so much more edge. They really turned up. And all right, they were at home to Manchester United. So the atmosphere there, obviously the crowd were right behind them. But you've really got to admire them for organisation and commitment. And given how many players they're missing, you've really got to admire them what they've achieved this season, I think. But away from home, they've been less impressive. And I think that's what we've got to get on the front foot and try and blow them away, like we did, albeit with unhappy endings in the last couple of home. Like we did against Villa and Chelsea, for example, where it didn't go so well. Hannah, do you think if we do that, we can get ahead of them and stay ahead?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And as I said earlier, I think the fact that we're at home, we're on our home ground, that will give us the edge, the momentum with the crowd. And also, yes, we've got injuries, but now that squad will have been playing together for the last three games. So there'll be some kind of settling into a rhythm of the new team, if that makes sense. Because after the Chelsea game, you know, we were all shocked, weren't we, at what we had and who team sheet. But those players will be feeling more confident now after this Man City game. As we say, we've got Romero back, maybe Pape Sarr. So Richarlison's back. So yeah, the team I think will go into it feeling more confident and as I said, positive about this one.
Do you have any particular memories of Newcastle games, Simon, down the years?
Yeah. Last year's game at St James's Park.
Oh, that was an absolute
that was embarrassing beyond that. There's loads of games. I'm trying to think of a home games. They're normally good games against Newcastle. I remember the one where we beat them when Harry Redknapp came out of the courtroom and we won 5-0. Adebayor got two. Luis Saha got two. He'd just come off. He was going to go to prison the day before and he came out to a hero's welcome. And we won 5-0 on a Saturday. It was a 5:30 game.
Yeah. The crowd was singing... The crowd were saying, "We want you to stay," because they thought he was going to take the England job because Capello was fired, didn't he?
That's right. Yeah. But the one which sends shivers down my spine is the pathetic Scalini.
Yeah.
That
first half. Second half, they got their act together, but first half was one of the worst.
They couldn't have been any worse. No, you know, you're 5-0 down after 22 minutes. It's embarrassing. It's totally unacceptable. And something obviously went on at half time with Luis. We still don't know what went off, whether he was injured or on the rumour mill that he decided to throw a sickie. We don't know. I don't think that's probably the case. I'd imagine he was injured. But that sends a shiver down my spine thinking about that.
I suppose that must be the last time we played him, mustn't it?
Yeah. That was when they were going for Champions League and Conte had just been sacked and Scalini was in charge.
Yeah. Yeah, let's hope we take this as an opportunity to put that right.
100%.
But they are a good side, as we know. But I think we're a good side, especially at home. And, I feel relatively confident about it as well. We should probably, I am forced, as you know, to make you make actual predictions. How do you see it actually going, Hannah? What sort of a game do you think we'll get? And then tell me what you think the score will be.
I think it's going to be quite an aggressive game. I think it will be kind of man for man. And it will be toe to toe and both teams really going for it. What do I think goals wise? And also just to say, Kieran Trippier, who is actually one of my favourite players, actually, I really rate him, and he'll obviously be back at Spurs, and I always take an interest in seeing how past players perform when they come back to the club. It's just an interesting twist, because I think about the psychology of that. So I think, Theo, you're going to push me, so I will go 2-1.
Good. Simon, how do you see it unraveling this game? How do you think it's going?
Yeah. I'm going to go 4-2 Tottenham.
Yeah? You think it'll be another high-scoring game?
Yeah. We're at home. A goalkeeper is a big plus for us. The goalkeeper, not sure about... He can either be fantastic, that Dubravnik, or he can throw a couple in.
Yeah.
I'm confident. 4-2. I'm sticking with my guns. 4-2.
Great. All right. I'm going to say... 2-0. I don't know why. I'm just going to say 2-0. I think, I think they're a good side, but I think we'll have enough for them. And it'll be a good test for us because, as you said, Hannah, they'll be in the mix, obviously, for top four. They got top four last season. We're hoping it'll be top five this season. They'll get you in the Champions League, but top four, top five, they certainly will be in the mix. And actually, when you consider how much they've achieved this season with the, they had some very hard fixtures early on. They've had some injuries. Yeah. So like us, they've really, if you actually look at what they've been up against, they've overachieved to be where they are really, as have we.
And am I right in saying they've got a big European game that the Europeans are following week, isn't it?
Yes.
And they've got a must win. They've got to beat Milan at home.
Yeah,
to even
that's
continue.
Right.
If they lose, they're out of Europe completely. So that also might be in the manager's mind.
Yeah, good point.
They would have played two games. Plus, they've got a big European game on. I'm assuming it'll be on the Wednesday because the game's on Sunday. So it'd be Wednesday. Yeah. They're at home, aren't they?
Yes, in Milan. They are. Yeah.
So bear that one in mind as well.
Yeah. So this may be one of those occasions where us not being in Europe becomes an advantage. Let's hope so.
Yes.
And let's hope we're right back on track by the end of that game on Sunday. Once again, thank you so much, Hannah and Simon, for joining me, for coming back for this second show of the week. I really, really appreciate it. And I hope to see you both soon. In the meantime, I hope to see all of our listeners, as many of you as can make it, because on Monday, because it's our Christmas party at the fabulous Dingwalls in Camden, one of the great venues of London. And we've got Paul Allen and Clive Allen. So it's going to be a right old knees up, a right old Christmas party, a family affair with the Allens. They are always good value. So I hope to see you there Monday night. And that's where next week's show will be recorded, of course. So come and be a part of it. But for now, from Hannah, from Simon, and from me, Theo Delaney, I'd just like to say, come on, you Spurs!
Come on, you Spurs.
Come on, you Spurs.
If you want to advertise on or sponsor this show, check us out at playbackmedia.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.